Hey, this is Sheba. Welcome back to another episode of Shade Talk, the podcast.
For so long, I've always had to think about my daughter, think about my niece and nephew, my sisters. You know, it's always everybody else. And for the first time, I'm realizing that it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to focus on yourself and take a trip. It's okay to grab something to eat because you don't feel like cooking. I mean, you know, so being selfish, y'all won't understand the peace behind that until you get over 40, but being selfish, I think, is a collaboration of everything that we said. One thing that I'm also doing, and I want to kind of chat with you guys about it, is, and it's actually on one of the topics that we have here, is understanding who you are and really diving into your purpose, your passion, and your purpose. Are you guys actively doing that? Like me, I'm doing stuff that I don't even know if it's my purpose, but it's just so fun to do with the whole digital thing. You know, I feel like I am 25. I turn 25 every year, but I feel like I'm really in that generation of just learn, like Emily, like you said, learning something new. Have you guys discovered your passion?
I've definitely done that. I'm always delving into the improvement process, what Em said. I go to so many self-betterment, self-help classes, and also classes that will help me in my lifetime.
Honey, is this 70-year-old at this class? Any of these classes? No. I just can't get over this 70-year-old, but go ahead.
I go by myself a lot, but I get back so much knowledge and so much understanding that what I found is that my purpose, I mean, is really to help someone else along their journey, especially someone who has experienced a lot of the same things that I have, where they may have thought that they can't, that they can't live, they can't be better, they can't. And then they'll look at me and go, they'll think, oh, well, it looks like she's got it all together. It looks like she's this and she's all of this. Mm-hmm. And not really. But what I am is I'm a survivor. I'm a fighter. And I do all of these things just by going through life. And then I'm able to show other people, you can still make it. Either by example or through what God has told me to do or say. And in some instances, it's really just to be quiet and allow someone to make mistakes and just be there.
Being still.
Right.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Now, I know, China, your passion and your purpose has been something that you have battled with.
I think I've done what I've come to do. So.
Okay. It's the I don't give a F. I mean,
Because I came to Emmy had a birthday party and people are introducing themselves like, oh, I want to help the world. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. I did what I came to do. You know, I spent the better part of over 20 years giving back. So I had that purpose and I felt like I did the damn thing. I have given back. I have sowed into lives. Mm-hmm. I have helped somebody. Mm-hmm. Somebody is better because of me. Mm-hmm. This season of my life is more about how I want to earn money. On this season of my life, I was just telling this to a young lady who lost her job. Instead of just saying to myself, like, what do you want to do? What kind of job? What would you be good at? I said, what are the goals that you want to have? I don't want to be tied to my phone. I want something that closes, it closes. You know, when I'm off, I'm off. I want to have my own time and I don't want to be stressed out. So, and I want to create residual income in what I do. So then I chose, you know, things to do for that. So I worried more about my goals than what my purpose is, because I am past 40. I retired from doing those things that were my purpose. Mm-hmm. I did that. So mm-hmm. That's a check. I'm good. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, okay, what are my goals? I want to have residual income. I do want to keep my mind sharp. So I think the human beings are made to have obligation. If you don't have obligation, then, you know, I'm seeing it. You can get depressed. You get sad. You have no reason to get out of bed. You have to have community. You have to have obligations. So I want to have something where I have a little bit of obligation, but then I also have the freedom to go around. So that's, I'm not moving in passion. I mean, purpose. I do have a lot of passions. I'm also delving. I feel like hobbies, so important. Doing things just because you like them is so important, and I'm doing them. I've got my garden in. I've got my artwork. I've got my, you know, my crafts and all that. I am doing traveling. So I'm real full on what I want to do, but I'm not running around in passion and purpose. Like, okay. I'm done with that.
Sheba, what about your passion and purpose?
I think I might be still trying to figure that out.
Really?
Yeah, because for me, it's a lot that I feel like that I do, but then I feel like I'm not doing enough. For one, I mean, for me, I love fashion. I love styling. At the same time, I'm involved into the church. My father's a pastor, so I take over the youth kids. As far as like, oh, let's do a movie night. Oh, okay, we're going to do this. And they were like, oh, Miss Floyd, let's do this. So let's do that. Then, you know, I recently with my son's football team. Snacks, assessments, looking at, okay, can you get the schedule together? Okay. So for me, I don't know. I'm just still trying to figure it out. Then my husband, I'm trying to be supportive with him with his comedy and stuff. I was like, maybe you can do this or maybe you can do that or whatever the case may be. So for me self, I'm still trying to figure it out.
It sounds like you're at a place though where it's not selfish. You're still doing for others.
I am.
That's what happens when you had kids. When you had geriatric kids.
It's not our selfish season. I'm still definitely doing for everybody. And I don't mind. I mean, I think I've always done that. Kind of, sort of.
You don't mind until you realize you don't have to.
Yeah,
at that point, I haven't got to that point. I probably got a couple more years.
Couple?
Well,
sure.
Well,
maybe
18.
Mm. A couple more decades?
Okay.
Thanks,
I mean,
thanks, sis.
I don't even think.
Yeah, so I think I'm still trying to definitely like figure that out. But I think for me that I always love is fashion. I don't think nobody can really take that away from me, because that's something that I just really just enjoy doing, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. So
I feel like there's something in that for you, but I think that you have to identify that, because like just listening to you talk, it's like fashion and you like helping people, right? It would be so cute to have a pop-up shop for people or women who are in need with clothes donated from all of your fabulous friends.
I'll host it. Let's do it here. You want to have a day?
Oh, okay.
I'm down.
That's a great idea.
Okay.
Okay, let's get it together. We can get some.
You know, so it still is a combination of what you do, but it's still fulfilling for you, and it's your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I get that your purpose is that you want to help other people, right? You help your church, you help your children. But to be honest with you, helping your children, that's your responsibility. You can go to jail if you don't do it. Cobb County will come and pick you up, okay?
They claim I don't feed them.
Okay, see, so.
That is the word on the street.
You know, so I think that there's some fulfillment in getting outside of your little circle in Cobb and just kind of, you know, reaching out. You know, you have so many wonderful friends outside of the Shades who, just like us, probably got clothes with tags on them still in the closet. You know what I mean? And just being able to help this community.
Emily?
So I have several passions, but if I have to pick my top one, it would definitely be marriages.
Which one locks into your purpose?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which one is it? Is marriages. It that one?
Yeah, I would think it is. Mm-hmm. Teaching is, I think, what really locks into my purpose. And teaching families how to maintain healthy relationships And I say marriages because I feel like that's where this, it starts, foundation, but basically family, healthy families. What does that look like? Mm-hmm. And that is definitely a passion of mine. You know, and there's dysfunction in every healthy family. You know, you're mm-hmm. not a perfect family, mm-hmm. but to know how to navigate that, I think is so important, because that is a generational assignment. You know, how you live your life today will impact your children, your children's children, your children's children's children. I mean, you know, I'm not going to go into a message, but, okay. you know, but honestly, if we think about it that way, I think we'd be more apt to fight for our relationships, knowing that this is not a one day assignment. This is not a today assignment.
Yeah.
This is not a 30 year assignment. This is a generational assignment.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. And when you think of it that way, you're more apt to fight for your marriages. You're more apt to fight for that relationship with your daughter, with your son, you know, with their grandparents, because, you know, it's not about you. It's about, there's a kingdom purpose. You know, there's a purpose behind that. So as you can tell, I am extremely passionate about that. I think that it is a skill set. And I think many times we fail in relationships because we do not have the skills that we need to be purposeful in our relationships. Mm-hmm. Take communication. We think because we can speak, we're communicators. And communication is definitely a skill set that has to be learned. And we did learn it. We learned it from mom and dad. We learned it from screaming at each other, cussing at each other. We learned it from being passive aggressive. We've learned how to communicate. Mm-hmm. But have we learned effective communication? And if we do that, that's half the battle, really.
What is the first step in doing what it is that y'all just explained that you're doing, that friend,